morning. He is pouring out His Spirit. There are some folks that came earlier this morning that got ready. We kind of went off into a little time of prayer and worship and just prayed for folks for healing. And I believe that God has already accomplished some things. This morning I want to talk to you about something called along the way. Along the way of life, along our journey, from here to there, beginning here and ending there, between here and there, along the way. Life happens. Life happens to us along the way. And too many of us are just waiting to get to a certain point. We're trying to say, well, you know, when I get to this point, then I'm going to get ready to do what God wants me to do. Or when I get to this point, then I'm just here to tell you that many, many, many people I've seen in life have just missed their day of visitation, missed their opportunities to totally enjoy life because they were so worried about before. I'm not there yet. And I can't do anything until I get to there yet. I'm here to tell you that God reached out and took some regular people, say regular, some regular people, and He used them before they were ready to be used. They weren't ready. Some of them wasn't ready, and some of us are not ready. But I'm here to tell you, God is with you. Wherever you are, He's right there. If you've given your life to Christ and you love the Lord God Almighty, then God is with you. If you haven't, then before you leave here today, come see me so we can pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of faith for you. Because each and every one of us needs to be saved. Amen? We need to be born again. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But John chapter 4 and verse 3, this is Jesus, and He said, He left Judah and departed again to Galilee, but He needed to go through Samaria. Now, if you ever looked at a map and you know these places, Judah's down here and Galilee's up here, and Samaria's right about in the middle. And you would say, well, of course He had to go through Samaria to get there. But I'm here to tell you that too many of us just look at the destination of where we're going and we don't realize the importance of going through Samaria. We don't realize the importance that God's got a plan for our life. He's got a place tomorrow. He's got a place this evening for you to be. You might not say, well, I just happened. I just wanted to go here. I believe in divine intervention. I believe that we have the opportunity to change our destiny if we will wait on the Lord and if we will ride with Him. You see, many of us think it won't happen until we get there. But it's happening each and every day. It's happening each and every way. As we rely upon the Lord, He's opening doors and He's pouring out fresh anointing into the body of Christ. If we will seek Him, if we will strive to go after what He's got for us, say me. How many of you know He's got something for you? How many of you know He's got something for you right here, right now, this morning? Now, watch this. Don't raise your hand unless you got it. How many of you already got something from the Lord already this morning? He's already touched your heart. He touched your mind. He said, hey, guess what? I got some more for you. This is just the beginning. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. I don't care what age you are, Bob. It's just the beginning. Or Elaine, it doesn't matter what our age. God's got a plan and a purpose. He's got somebody lined up that you will be a witness to. How many of you know people are watching? They're watching. Oh, I can't leave you out over there, Lewis. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to make you feel. But we need to learn how to be alive and enjoy the journey of life. Learn. We need to learn what our mission is in life. And, you know, sometimes that scares people. Because when you say, well, you got a mission in life, they're thinking, uh-oh, they're going to send me to Africa. I'm going to have to pray for everybody. Not that there's nothing wrong with Africa, but I just say they're worried about having to get sent somewhere. How many of you know you're already sent? You're the ecclesia. You're the chosen. You're the chosen generation. You are the voice of one crying in the wilderness. God's wanting to use you to let your light shine, as we sung. And so that I don't have a bright light, brother. Well, stoke it. You know what they call stoking a fire? You know, it's when you poke it, you get it going. This morning we was talking to the folks that we were praying for, and we said, you know what? This is about stirring up the Spirit of God. It's about learning how to get into His presence. And it's okay. You know, I mean, we're saved, and that's great, but I'm here to tell you, there's another level. There's another place that we can, when we stir the Spirit of God up, there's a place that we come to, and we kind of go, oh, wow, I forgot about them already, Jenny. I'm going to have to do it at the end. Well, Jenny was reminding me, hey, we still got to do something. I didn't give out the certificates this morning. I'm sorry. We'll catch that before we go this evening. Or maybe next Sunday. That way we'll get them fresh. Hallelujah. Many times we got to realize that God has a mission for us, and we've got to learn along our journey that there's things that we need to do. I mean, you know, there's things that we need to do. We need to cut our grass, huh? We need to go to work and make money. We need to have a job. We need to pay our electric bill. We need to, what? We need to get some things going. Many people have a goal in mind to achieve, but they're leaving God out of it. They're wanting to start. They're wanting to start from here and get there without going through the obedience, through the steps. How many of you know people want to have won the lottery? Nobody here knows that? Anybody knows that there was a lot of people wanting to win the lottery, right? I'm not going to ask how many people here bought a ticket. Don't go there. But I'm here to tell you that when we start living for Jesus, we got something so much more valuable than a lottery ticket. Than $1 billion. I mean, you know, you might think, oh, but yeah, but I could. Yeah, well, you know what? Eternity is a long time. And when you got Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you set for life, buddy. You're set. All you got to do is start following. Say following. Following what God got. Many people have a different goal in mind, but I'm here to tell you that God wants to get us just not to get us here, but to get us there. Say there. This is the point. We all need to realize that God is in control. It's not about just getting to a meeting. It's not about just getting to a church. It's not about just getting to, oh, if we could just get the Holy Spirit to show up, then we'll bring Him. You see, in other words, it's about who's inside of you. You know, I hear people, boy, I sure was, when we went to that church, the Holy Spirit moved. Well, guess who brought Him? The people brought Him. The church. Say the church. Say the church. They brought the Holy Spirit. They brought Him and they cranked it up and they invited Him. Say, come, Holy Spirit. Too many of us want to sit back and say, Holy Spirit, Lord Holy Spirit, we want you to come and get in Brother Lewis over there so I can see what you're doing. I don't want you to, well, no, we got to stir. Say, stir. Stir the Spirit of God up within us so that we can learn and realize that He's got so much more in store for us to live in the abundant life of Christ. The Holy Spirit has to come. He already has come and now is inside of each and every one of us that calls out Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you'll accept Him and believe, if you walk in obedience, oh yeah, there's different manifestations of the Spirit. There's different manifestations. God does a lot of different things. How many of you know you can look around this room and there's a lot of different manifestations of our lives? We all have different jobs, different things that we do. Some people do something better. Like I said earlier about, you know, some people can sing really good. And the other people, you just move to the next pew next week. So you'll be all right. God is good. Remember. Remember the word of God. John chapter 4, 23 says it like this. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true, say true, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father, this is so cool. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is seeking. He is seeking people, just ordinary people, just like you and me, just ordinary guys and girls to worship Him.
I mean, you heard it earlier. I talked about just separate yourself and worship the Lord and get ready to be used by God in the midst of the worship and the praise. And what happens when that happens? What happens when that happens is that then our eyes are opened and then we see, hallelujah, then we see the angels of God all around us. We see, not visually see, okay? I'm not talking about, whoo, look at that. I mean, I've been to different churches where, you know, people have declaimed to see angels floating around in the auditorium. Have you anybody ever been in one like that? Okay, that's fine. I'm not telling them that they didn't see angels. But guess what? What happened to those folks? I mean, I've been there. Have you been there? Have you ever heard that? I mean, I've seen it. Why are y'all looking at me like I'm crazy? That's right. But they are here. But sometimes, you know, you don't. I have never. I mean, maybe I'm just unlucky or just, you know, I'm a heathen or something. I've never seen a physical angel. I never did see one flying, you know. Now, I have felt his presence. Oh, I felt him. I knew he was right here with me. I knew that he was like, wow. I knew that when sometimes in the midst of fighting battles that he's got my back, that he was standing right with me. And he says, go ahead, bud, I got you. And I was like, you sure? I don't feel too safe, Lord. He says, go ahead, I'm right here with you. Don't worry, don't fret. Because the Lord God Almighty reigns. And he's awesome God. He's a consuming fire. Oh, so boy, when you get that glimpse of, catch the glimpse of who God is and what he's doing in your life, you no longer become fearful. You might get scared every now and then. My wife scares me all the time. All she's got to say is boo. And I'm like, what? Don't do that. But I'm talking about, I don't have a fear in my life of who I am and what God wants. How many of you know God wants to bless you right now in your life? Do you know that? Raise your hand real high. Father, you see the folks that know you, oh God. Lord, they know that you want to pour out your spirit upon them. Lord, we ask you to loose them right now, that they would have eyes to see and ears to hear what you have to say to the church today. God's doing a mighty work. God is looking for those that will worship him along the way. Along your journey. Say along your way. Okay, along my way. You see, along your way, the Lord wants to do something in your life, and he wants you to enjoy life. Now, yes, you're going to go through some hard times, and yes, you'll be tested, and yes, you'll have some frustrations and some hurts and some wounds and some problems. How many of you have never had any problems? Anybody here? Along the journey, you'll have different things. But don't miss out. Don't miss the day of your visit. Don't miss out on what God is doing today. Say today. Do you know he's doing something? Do you know God is at work inside of your neighbor? What? Did you know God is at work inside of the church? Say the church. You got to do it like this. The church. Because some people just keep on. The church. They want to blame everything on the church is not praying like there should be. You know what I hear when they say that? They're not praying like they should be. Because if they were, they wouldn't have that attitude. They would say, oh, Lord, let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, they would come together with somebody and say, hey, Murray, come on, brother. Let us pray for the church today. Come on. And you'd start praying with people instead of saying, the church is failing. The church is having problems. The church is doing this wrong, that wrong, the other. You know what I hear every time I see people say that? They've got the problem. Because we are the church. Oh, no, not me, brother. It's you. No, it's us. Yes, we have some issues. I love that in case you didn't get here earlier this morning and get to pray with us, there's a letter. There's a prayer back there typed out. It's about 3 pages, isn't it? About 3 pages of praying for our country right now with all of this election stuff. And one thing I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm not going to ever from this platform tell you who to vote for. But what I will tell you to do is you seek God's face. You seek his wisdom. And you go in there and you vote for the person that God wants in there. Because I'm here to tell you that I've heard people say, you should vote for that person. And then the Spirit didn't tell me to vote for that person. And I'm like, wow. I was like, I really knew that the Spirit told me to vote for this person. So I'm going to vote the way God tells me to vote, because not doing what God told me to do is called disobedience. Anyway, don't miss out on what God is doing along your way. There's so much joy. There's so much happiness that God wants to bring into your life. He wants to change your direction. If we're running the wrong way, how many of you know he'll bring an intervention in your life and saying, guess what? We got a different direction for you to go. The Lord says, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they come in and they start saying, we're going to help you along here, buddy, because you're missing it. How many of you know we need some help? Oh, how many of you know we need some help? Well, come on. So that's where we're struggling. We're having a problem with learning how to repent. We're learning how to admit I'm wrong. I'm making mistakes along this way. We got to learn how to say, guess what? I'm wrong. I'm repenting, Lord. And like I said earlier about that their prayer, that their prayer, it's got a lot of that repenting, Lord, for where we as a country have failed. We say we. You see, because there's too much division right now about saying they are doing it wrong. We would be doing it right if they were listening to us. We are struggling with things along the way. Say along the way. Would you agree with me that we all have a mission from God? Our mission from God, in case you didn't know, you know, I've heard people say this a lot. Oh, I don't know what God wants me to do. I do. It's real easy. Be a witness. It's real easy. It's like, oh, but Daddy, there was a while back where everybody had to have their own anointing and their own ministry and their own, you know, special talents from God. I'm here to tell you, this is your special talent. Be a witness. Be a light to the world. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be a light. Say a light. Be the witness. Be the testimony. Let people know how good your God is. Amen. And let other people know that, man, I serve such a good God. Man, let me tell you what he's done for me. You see, because too many of us are going around whining and complaining about what we don't have. Oh, hell, if I just had a new Lamborghini, then I could go faster down the highway. If I just had me one of them fine big jet boats, if I had me a jet ski, then I could. Oh, my gosh. You see where we are? We are all looking for something else to fulfill the void of God in our life. To fulfill the only thing that God wants to do is pour in more of Him. More of Him is more valuable than any lottery ticket you could buy. Oh, but we're lost. We're looking for something. Say something. We're looking for something. We are to be a witness, a light to the world. Remember the word of God that says, John chapter 1 and 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might be believed. He was not the light. You see, we're not Jesus, but we are to be a witness. But he sent to bear witness of the light. We are sent. We're the church, the ecclesia, the chosen, the called out ones. We gave our life to Christ and we got saved. For what reason? What reason did you get saved? Just because, well, the preacher said, if I wanted to live forever and come in eternity, then, well, that's all good. And yeah, that's true. But I'm here to tell you that there's much, much, much more. If we will surrender and walk, say walk, in the light. If we will walk in the light of the Lord, if we will walk in obedience, He'll give us understanding. He'll bring us to a place of wisdom and guidance. He'll bring us to a place of peace and rest and comfort to our soul. Oh, there's so many folks looking for peace and comfort, and they're miserable. They're trying, like I said earlier, they're trying to fill it with all of that stuff. And they'll never be satisfied with the stuff.
He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light that was the true light, which was given to every man. To every man, say every man. Coming into the world. For every man that comes into the world, God's sending somebody to minister to that person, to wake them up, you know, to share the gospel, to tell them about Jesus. Where is your voice? What are we saying? What are the words that are coming out of our mouth? What are we thinking? What are the thoughts that we're meditating on? Is it about a car, a boat, a truck, a football team, a baseball team? Are we just wasting words? Are we just spilling out all kind of words about this, words about that, words about the other? How about the words about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Oh, well, you know, I don't want them to think I'm a Jesus freak. I don't want to tell them, you know, they'll think I'm a holy roller or something. They already think it, so you might as well go ahead and just tell them. Because every now and then you throw out that I go to church label. Well, you know, I do go to church. I make it every Sunday. Man, I even put $5 in last week. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We are to be His voice to this generation. Remember what John the Baptist said in John chapter 1 and 23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. What are we thinking? What are we saying? What's going on in our minds? What are the words that are we... Watch what the scripture says. Watch this. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36 says, But I say to you that every... Say every. Every idle word. Wow. I don't know if you ever do any wows, but that's a wow for me. Every idle word that men may speak... Wait a minute. Do you hear that? Every idle word that men may speak, watch this, they will give an account for it on the day of judgment. Every idle word that we say, all of this stuff that we're thinking is important, that we're just spilling out, hey, how you doing, buddy? If we're not exalting, if we're not talking, if we're not thinking, if we're not speaking about Jesus to anybody, what are we doing? What did you get saved for? Why did we love Jesus? Well, oh, I just love Jesus. I just want to live and I just don't want to go to hell. Hallelujah. Life is much more about than this not going to hell. I have to tell you, in case you didn't know, somebody told you, you know, if you get saved, you won't go to hell. Hallelujah. I'm getting saved. Hallelujah. And then they don't live like it, and they don't let their light shine. They just go ahead about, well, I got saved. They prayed for me. They shook my head for about 10 minutes. I know I felt something. I thought it was the Holy Spirit. No, it was a crick in your neck. I'm here to tell you, every idle word that we speak, God's going to hold us accountable for. But by your words, listen to this, by your words, you will be justified. What? By your words, you will be condemned. Why should we watch the words that are coming out of our mouth? Because we are going to give account for them. You know what? You may think, well, you know, I got saved. I'm forgiven. And yes, you are. Hallelujah. But you still have to reap what you sow. Say, oh, me. Oh, you don't want to say that too loud. Try it again. Oh, me. That way the rest of y'all could say, watch this. Again, we have opportunities to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have opportunities to spread the good news, to speak the word of God in season and out. Watch this. Remember with the word. Remember the word of God. John chapter 1 and 35 again says, The next day, John stood with his two disciples and looking unto Jesus, he walked and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. You see, that's what we got to learn how to do. Is show people, say show. Show people Jesus. Along the way, along our life, there are people that we know that needs. How many of you know somebody? How many of you know somebody that needs Jesus? Can you raise your hand real high? Hallelujah. Father, we pray for these people that they're thinking about right now. Lord, we ask you to now put words of wisdom, words of insight into their mouth, their heart, their mind, that they might speak forth the word of God. And Lord, that your word would not return void, but it would accomplish what you sent it out to do, which is save the lost. In Jesus' name, and say amen real loud.
Well, these two disciples, they got showed Jesus. Along the way, we need to learn how to show Jesus. Searching for one. Searching for the one. Searching. Say searching. Searching for the one. Just the one that might hear. The one. How many of you know there's times in your life where that? How many of you are glad that somebody spoke to you about Jesus? And I was glad when they said to me, let me tell you about Jesus. There's one that's ready. There's one right now that the Lord is putting on your heart that's ready to hear the gospel. And you'll be saying, well, you know, I've been talking and praying for that boy a long time. You don't have to worry about knowing. Your job is sow the seed. Say sow the seed. You speak the word of God, and the word is the seed of God. And when you sow the seed, you're not responsible for harvesting it. Hallelujah. You just sow it, you sow it, you sow it, and you allow the Lord, because you're not the one saving them. It's Jesus, right? You know Jesus is the salvation. He's the card. You play the card and you let it go. And you say, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, let that word take root. Too many of us are too consumed and too concerned about, oh, I told him about Jesus. I told him to turn or burn. Oh, uh-oh. Well, you know, man, there's a time and a place for turning and burning. But I'm here to tell you, where's your heart if you want them to burn? You know what? When the disciples said, hey, Jesus, you want us to call down fire from heaven and burn them up? He said, no. No, that's not what I want. I want that each man will be saved. That's his desire. It's not about, well, you know, if they listened to what I had to say, then they'd be saved already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, don't get caught up into thinking that you are all that. I'm telling you, there is one that is, and his name is Jesus. And when you just submit and say, Lord, show me your way. Lord, break my heart for my neighbor that I don't like. Lord, break my heart, oh God. Let me learn where they are right now, Lord. Uh-oh, how many of you know sometimes when you start praying for your neighbor and you start talking to them and they start opening up and they tell you all of their problems, you say, glory to God, I don't have this problem that they got. Whoo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eyes to see. That he who is with me, huh? He that's all around me are more than they are with him. Oh, Lord, let me pray, Lord, send out your angels. Send out your angels, oh God. And Lord, we pray, we rebuke the enemy. We pray against the devouring spirits that are trying to corrupt my neighbor, my friend, my enemy, my neighbor, my work, my boss, my wife, my spouse. Uh-oh. How many of you know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy? He's coming to, I like to say it like this. He's coming to try to mess you up. He's coming to try to mess your life up. But God's coming that you'll have stability in intelligence. Not be caught up in every little wind of doctrine. Not be caught up in all of the tricks of men. Not to be caught up in all of the, ooh, watch me over here, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, loves you. And he wants to encourage you to speak forth a word to everyone you know. And you don't have to say, what you have to say is, let me show you Jesus. Let me show you what he did for me. You see, because that's where it's all about. You see, because you can't say, well, let me tell you about what God did over here and there. And that's all fine and dandy, but it makes a whole lot of difference to your testimony when you say, let me tell you what he's done for me. I don't know about where you would be today, but I know where I would be. And it wouldn't be here. Glory to God. He reached in and pulled me up out of the stuff. How many of you can say amen? You're glad he's pulled you up out of the stuff. Oh, you may not be where you think you should be. If I just had the lottery. And the reason why I keep saying lottery today is because I know it's a lot of pressure. I mean, every time I turn on the TV, they're talking about, well, it's $1 million, it's $1.6 million now. Oh, well, somebody won. Now it's only down to $750 million. Well, you know, if you win it, you're going to have to give half to the government. So I had about a dozen people. Lord, if I seen this on Facebook, I love it. And some friend of mine, he said, Lord, if you let me win the lottery, he figured to, you know, proclaim it in front of the world on Facebook. Lord, if you let me win the lottery, I know I got to give the government half, but I'll give the church 30%.
I bet you if he won, he wouldn't. Anyway, I'll just move on. I found, listen to this. I don't know if you've ever heard this song, but when we truly get in Jesus, and when we truly realize that He is much, 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 much better than any winning, He's, when you realize that He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this is an old song that we used to sing around here. I haven't heard it in a long time, but I'm going to sing it. Y'all bear with me because I'm in the joyful noise section. Remember that, okay? And next week, y'all sit over on that side. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit because I'm abiding in the vine. What? I got love, joy, health, peace because He has made them mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory. I'm abiding in the vine, which is Jesus. And when we learn to abide, live in Jesus, oh my goodness, that's when your eyes become open and you look around and you see all around your enemies, all around those enemies that's trying to kill, steal, and destroy and mess up your life and take away from the kingdom of God. All around that is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the army of the Lord of Hosts. He's right there with you. And he's going, Bob, you can come next and sing next to me next week. Bob said that he thought I sung good. I'm here to tell you that don't get caught up in looking around. Don't allow the zeal of the Lord to diminish in your life because God wants to stir you up into action. Let the zeal of God, remember His words. Say, remember. Remember the word of God. 1 John chapter 1 and 43 says, The following day, Jesus went to Galilee and He found Philip and said to him, follow me. Now, you think He just happened to find Philip? I don't. I think that Philip was set up to meet with Jesus that day. He found Philip and He said, come on, you. I need you to follow me. Now, see, it's important the way we talk to people. Jesus had a way of showing love and mercy and compassion. And when He said, follow me, people dropped their stuff. They stopped worrying about all the cares of this world. They stopped worrying about the things that choke out the Word of God. And they said, I'm going to follow Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love that other song that says, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Watch this. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Watch this. No turning back. No turning back. Whew. Powerful song. Powerful song. Do you realize that it's time for us to decide to walk this way, race? Walk this walk. Run this race to win the prize. God wants us to follow Him. Listen to this, John chapter 1 and 44. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, and Philip found Nathanael. Philip found Nathanael. Oh, you're not there yet. You got my other scripture? I'm sorry. John chapter 1 and 44. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And the next one? There it is. And Philip found Nathanael. Do you think Nathanael just happened to be in the midst of where Philip could find him? I believe it was a divine appointment. I believe that God's got some divine appointments lined up for you today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. Will you share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Will you let your light shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven? You see, it's not about what you're doing, but it's about what God's doing in and through you. How many of you know He wants to work in and through you? Me? Just little old me? Oh, I can't do nothing. Yes, you can. When the enemy comes in like a flood and says, you can't say, oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He that's in me is stronger than he that's in the world. So I'm more than a conqueror. Say more. You see, God wants you to realize that He's with you. When the people don't get what you're saying, don't get caught up with trying to force it on them. Okay, bud, I got you. You know, if you're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and they don't want to hear it, how many of you know Jesus is a gentleman? He doesn't force himself on anybody, and neither should you. If they don't want to accept what you got, go ahead and go to the next town. Go to the next person, because there's somebody else. There's somebody else that is ready. The Bible says the harvest is white unto harvest. It's ready. Oh, don't say it's not ready. Oh, they're not ready. You don't know. How many of you know that when you heard the word, you wasn't ready either? But God, say God, reached in and stirred your heart. And he says, boing. Have you ever been thumped? I got thumped a lot. God will reach in and thump them right on the head and say, this one's for you. Say, for me. This one's for you. Philip found Nathanael. Okay, watch this. I'm going to move on real quick. John chapter 1 and 48. Nathanael said in verse John chapter 1 and 48. Yeah. Now, Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? In other words, Nathanael got saved and Jesus, you know, he said, now, how did you know me? He says, I saw you when you was under the fig tree. What? You see, God intervenes. He knows where people are. And he knows what we need to be, where we need to be, and how we need to get there. And God is orchestrating people and things in your life to get you right to where he wants you to be. Amen? Do you know you're not here today by accident? Do you know that God brought you in here so that he might speak a word into your life and into your heart and into your mind? Bring some healing to your body. Bring some prosperity to your mind, soul, and spirit. Along the way, you might meet up with some religious folks and the word comes out. No, don't worry about all that stuff. Just you, say me. You stay focused. You follow him. You stay focused. You follow Jesus. Don't get caught up in worrying, trying to figure everything out and trying to pinpoint and say, oh, but you don't understand. God does. John chapter 2 and 23 says, now, when he went to Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believers said to him, why was this sign that which they did? But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. You see, Jesus did. They wasn't interested. And he said, you know what? I know they're not interested, so I'm not going to commit. I'm not going to do a whole lot here. I'm just going to go on. And sometimes you have to go on. Say, go on. Don't get caught up and just go on to what God called you to do. God knows when somebody's ready. And it's up to you, say me. It's up to the church, us. It's up to us to learn discernment of spirit when somebody don't want to know or don't want to hear about Jesus, walk away. But when they do want to hear about Jesus, this is what's going to happen. They're going to find out, usually by yourself, they're going to come and find, hey, you know, I've been noticing you're a Bible reader, right? You go to church, right? Yeah. Well, I've got this problem. Let me ask you about this. Have you ever had people come up to you and start asking you questions? Anybody? Sure, raise your hand if you had it. Okay. For those of y'all that haven't had it yet, it's coming. Say it's coming. See, that's the importance of reading the Word of God. You don't have to, you know, sometimes, but, well, I don't know what scripture, where that's at. I know it's in there. Get your Google out and say, Google, where is this at in the Bible? It'll pull it right up. It's pretty good. I do it on Sunday nights right here in the church. Speaking of Sunday nights, hallelujah. Let's see. Watch this. Here you go, Nicodemus, all right? Here it goes. Then this is John chapter 3 and verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night. Some people don't want to admit they're coming to see Jesus. They came by night. Nicodemus came by night and he said to him, Rabbi. Now he knows he's a teacher. We know that you're a teacher and come from God. And no one can do these things, these signs that you can do unless God's with them. Now how many of you know people are watching and they know when God is with you? They know. They say, because that's why they're coming and knocking on your door. That's why they're coming every night and say, hey man, what do you think about this? Well, you know, this is that and the other's happening. You know, what do you think? And don't get into thinking that you've got the answer, because the only thing you've got is Jesus. Yes, you've got the answer, but his name's Jesus. Don't give him another opinion that the world has, but give him the word of God. Amen. Give them the word of God and watch what happens. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, of course, you know the rest of the story. Nicodemus goes, how can anybody get born again? And then they want to get into all the religious debate and discussion. Don't go there. You don't have to explain Jesus. I love that about Jesus. I don't have to explain him. I don't have to prove him. I tell people what he did for me. And if you want some of this, come on, I'll show you how to get it. Let me show you what the word says. Now, if you want to argue about it, well, go ahead. You can argue about it. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to try to prove my point. I don't have to. The word of God is truth. And I don't have to prove it. All I got to do is show it to you. Now, it's up to you. Say me. Now, once I show you the word of God, now you have a choice. You have a decision to make. What are you going to do with what you got? What are you going to do with the word? Along the way, have we learned the word of God? Along the way, have we learned the word of God? Along the way, along our journey, have we learned the word of God? That would be PowerPoint 4, please. A long time we have to learn that, you know, it's like a coffee pot. And we got to get percolated. We need to get, you know, we got to mull things over. We got to get the word of God dripping in our life. There's a lot of things along our journey that we've got to, you probably thought that was not the right picture, honey. What the heck he's got a coffee pot for? We got to learn that God wants to do something in our life. Along the way, some people will. And some people won't believe. Because Jesus himself showed up and he says, only if you believe. Will you believe in the Lord God Almighty? Will you believe that God is able to do all things? John chapter 3 and 14. And then Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We have to learn how to lift Jesus up in our life. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whomever believes, say believes, in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. And you see, that's what God wants to talk to the church today about. He wants us to learn to let our light shine so that we can learn how to save a dying generation. Reach into a people that don't have Jesus and show them the love and mercy and compassion that we share with Jesus. Amen? That's why he chose you. Because this is what I was talking to somebody this morning, I believe, about it. About different people. We all got different talents. And there's a lot of people that you will be able to reach that I will never be able to talk to. You'll be able to talk to them. And you can share the gospel. You see, it's not about just bringing them to church. It's about getting Jesus in their life. Now, I think and I believe that everybody should. Because once you get Jesus in your life, you want to go to church. I want to come into the presence of God. I want to not forsake the assembling of myself together. I want to worship God in spirit and truth with you. Because it's so cool. It is so cool to sit up here in the midst of worship and praise. I'm a looker. I mean, not that I'm look good. I mean, I'm a looker. I look. I watch. I watch people. And this is amazing. This absolutely blows my mind. How anybody could get up on a Sunday morning, come to church, get dressed, beat the kids, get their clothes on them, get them in here, come to church, sit down and go. Now, if you read your Bible, I'm not saying that's wrong. But if you're playing Candy Crush, or you're playing solitaire, you're texting your buddy. Well, where are you going to be after lunch? After lunch, we're going to meet up with everybody. What the heck? Why would you have come to church? Why did you worship? Why in the midst of praising the Almighty God, the heaven, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, how could you possibly get distracted enough to not worship him? I don't get it. Please, come see me at the church and explain it to me. How can you possibly want to do something like that? You're missing an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus.
Well, I was busy. I got to get this done. I got to get that done.
Man, if you're too busy for God, you're too busy. I'm just going to tell you, God wants to stir you. Say, stir me, Lord. He wants to stir you into it. We need to learn how to lift God up. Just like Moses lifted the serpent up in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God didn't send you into this generation. God didn't send you into this generation to waste it. To waste your time. Remember how I talked about those words? It's amazing to me how many people can sit down and have a conversation about absolutely nothing. I sit there sometimes and I'm thinking, what the heck are they talking about? And it's like, are you kidding me? We're in the midst of worship and praise and they want to know what they're having for lunch. We're in the midst of lifting up the name of Jesus and they're trying to figure out where they're going for lunch and what you're going to do after. And oh my. I truly feel sorry for you because you really have missed your opportunity to worship God Almighty. Don't miss it. Don't waste it. We don't know what tonight brings. You may not be here tomorrow. Do you realize that? I mean, do you know people that have died? Anybody knows people? I mean, you actually know people that are no longer on planet Earth. They're dead. They're gone. They have no more days left. Oh, my goodness. Several. The older we get, the more religious we get. Hallelujah. That's how you know you're getting old. When you meet up to your friend, you say, you know who died yesterday? Uh-oh. Don't get caught up in being distracted. Don't waste the words on so many unimportant, irrelevant conversations. Share the gospel of Jesus. Tell somebody. Say, tell somebody. What Jesus did for you. Let your light shine in this world. That they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine. If you want to go back to when you was a kid, grab your little candle and say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. I was hoping you'd finish that. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let your light shine. Because there's a dark world that needs Jesus. Don't you know they need Jesus? So would you stand on your feet? Let me pray for you. Oh, Jesus. Pour out your spirit right now, Lord. Lord, break our hearts for our neighbors, our friends, our enemies. Lord, that we would truly see people the way you see them. Lord, that we would learn to lift you up everywhere we are. Lord, that we would let our light shine, oh God, that you might get glory, that you might be praised, oh Lord, that your name would be exalted in the earth right now, Jesus. Change our hearts, change our minds, bring healing to the body of Christ. Lord Jesus, you're so awesome, you're so holy, you're so mighty. You are all in all. You are the I am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last. You behind us and before us, Lord. You eternal. Lord Jesus, would you just open our hearts that we would run with endurance the race that you've set before us, that we would not, oh Lord, that we would not get caught up and carried away with the cares of this world. But, Lord, that we would submit, Lord, to you. That you would open us up, oh God. Change us, oh God. Change us. Lord, that we would no longer run oh, John, aimlessly, Lord, but that we will focus on our mission in life, and that is to tell people the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news, the gospel. Jesus, you're so awesome. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. Hope to see you next week. If you got children, children, church.